when was the last time that you heard the words waste, fraud, and abuse from any politician?
This is Norman Goldman.
Now, wasn't that the Republican Party mantra for years and years and years? Now, what happened when they got in 1994 and had their run until 2006? Waste, fraud, and abuse. That's all we got. We call them as we see them.
His new show is not a matter of left and right.
The Democrats don't look to be doing much better in the waste, fraud, and abuse department. It looks to me like we can save major taxpayer dollars by actually doing something about waste, fraud, and abuse. And that money could itself pay a big chunk of the health care reform package, or pay down the deficit, or do anything productive like more cash for clunkers, for example. And the key is that when we see waste, fraud, and abuse, we in the public, when we see it happening, it ruins our faith in the government. It's corrosive to a democracy. It increases the distance between the people and their government. And that's bad. In a democracy, we want to feel like we're invested in the government. We don't want to feel distant from it. And when we see them frittering away our tax dollars, it makes us very upset.
It's about right and wrong.
If somebody's running for Congress or running for president or running for the U.S. Senate or running for any local political office, they want to be a leader. They want to, they're out there, by definition, they're telling people, come with me. I see the promised land and I will take you there and here's how we get there. But once they get elected, they become a bunch of sniveling, spineless rats. And they line their pockets full of special interest money and they're afraid of their own shadow.
Barry, you're in fine fettle today, Norm. I hope you don't pop a blood vessel. You know, it's not the voice we wish we had. It's the voice, it's what we do with the voice that we have. And as long as you keep getting after the truth, I'm going to be listening and I can hardly wait.
After 4 years of doing fill-in for national radio host Ed Schultz and appearing on MSNBC as a legal analyst, Norm Goldman will serve up justice every weekday.
The show is different.
The deal is different. And if you have an underperforming day part on your radio station, your ratings will be different too. Norman Goldman, where justice is served.